June 12, 2018, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Welcome, everyone. Appreciate you all coming out to this evening's regular town board meeting of the town of Monroe. We'll get started with roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Here.
Supervisor Kuznir?
Here. And with that, we'll have a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The first item on the agenda this evening is approval of minutes. We will take them individually. First set is May 16, 2018, which was the public hearing on the sewer district.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from May 16th, 2018, public hearing due on the sewer district.
Okay. Any discussion, corrections? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuznir?
Yes. Next item is approval minutes for May 22nd, which was a regular town board meeting.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from May 22nd, 2018, regular town board meeting.
Second. Any discussion or corrections? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuznir?
Yes. And the last set of minutes is for May 30th, 2018, which was our end of the month audit meeting.
Motion to approve May 30th, 2018, end of month audit meeting.
I wasn't clear about that second.
I'll second it.
Do you want to do it?
No.
Okay, we'll table those minutes.
All right.
Second item on this evening's agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. I'd like to schedule a workshop for the purpose of administrative procedures for scheduling field use at our rec park. I'd like to have our department heads there, Randy, Sandy, and the town clerk as well. Is there a date that works for the next those of us that are here this evening?
The 28th.
No, the town clerk's office would appreciate it. Someone that would later follow me.
Are we thinking something next week? Are we thinking end of this week? What are we thinking here?
Probably, yeah, it'd have to be next week.
The 18th is out, but other than that, I think the 18th and 19th, the 20th, I think.
20th work for everybody?
That might be what Joe was giving me the stat I had.
Okay, 6 p.m.?
Yeah. Is that one of the days that Councilman Holden gave us? He was given.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll check the points. He's on the committee, so I know he's probably on the tree. So
yes, yep.
He was 13th, 14th, and 21st.
I can do the 21st as well.
21st works for him.
All right, so So we'll do the 21st of June at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is sewer. Under sewer, the first item we need to take up is I need a resolution for a contract addendum for the additional work in updating the map tender report, which the LaBerge Group was directed to do at our last town board meeting. The amount of the addendum is $5,500 for the Route 9 sewer map tender report update.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And can that reflect authority for me to sign the contract addendum? The next item under sewer, which we need to take up this evening, is setting the public hearing for the June 26th, or I'm sorry, for the amended map planner report. I would like to have it scheduled at the next, for the next town board meeting at 8 p.m., June 26th.
At 8 p.m.?
At 8 p.m. So we'll have a regular, we'll have our auto meeting at 6:30, mm-hmm. regular town board meeting at 7, and the public hearing will begin at 8.
Okay.
So I'll have to, we want to read the resolution on the record.
Subject: acceptance of extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 map plan and report dated May 2018 and setting public hearing. Whereas on May 16, 2018, the town board of the town of Moreau held a public hearing pursuant to town law 209D for the purpose of providing the public the means and opportunity to set forth concerns regarding the map plan and report for extension number 5 of sewer district number 1. And whereas, as a result of comments provided at the public hearing on May 22, 2018, the town board directed the supervisor to work with LaBerge Group to modify the map plan and report. And whereas the town board has duly caused to be prepared a modified map showing the boundaries of a proposed extension to sewer district number 1 within the extension 5, a modified general plan to serve said extension number 5, and a modified report of the proposed method of operation thereof. And whereas said modified map plan and report dated May 2018, including an estimate of the cost, was prepared by LaBerge Group, competent engineers duly licensed by the State of New York, and has been filed in the office of the town clerk of the said town, where the same are available during regular office hours for examination by any persons interested in the subject matter thereof, including estimate of cost. And whereas a description of the boundaries of the proposed extension number 5 of sewer district number 1 are set forth in the modified map plan and report dated May 2018, and whereas the improvements proposed for said extension number 5 consist of the construction of sewer facilities, including furnishing, equipment, machinery, apparatus, appurtenances, and incidental improvements and expenses in connection therewith. All is more fully described in the modified map plan and report dated May 2018, herein before described. And whereas the town board has reviewed the modified map plan and report dated May 2018 and has further determined that it is appropriate to schedule a new public hearing on the formation of extension number 5 based on the modifications to the original map plan and report. Now therefore be it resolved that the supervisor is authorized to execute the order and notice of public hearing scheduling a public hearing on the formation of the proposed extension number 5 of sewer district number 1, and a public hearing is scheduled for June 26, 2018 at 8 p.m., and the town clerk is authorized to publish the aforementioned order and notice of public hearing once in the Glens Falls Post-Star newspaper, post the order and notice of public hearing in the town office building, and post it on the town's website. Such publication shall occur not less than 10 days nor more than 20 days prior to the public hearing. Should be the 16th. So there's a correction. to this resolution. In paragraph number two, as I read it, it said, as a result of comments provided at the public hearing on May 22nd. The public hearing was on May 16th, so I will correct that.
Council, are you fine with that?
Yes, I.
What's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion to move the resolution?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. At this time, even though the board has had an opportunity to read the updated MAP-10 report, I'd like to ask Don Rhodes from the LaBerge Group to come up and just provide a brief overview for those in attendance of what's changed from the previous MAP-10.
My pleasure. Thank you, board. Very minor changes. It was just limited to removing the 1, 2, and 3 family parcels as were listed on the current tax rolls. Any changes that were in the 2017 tax rolls is what we went from for the 1, 2, and 3 family parcels. It used to be 94 parcels. Now there would be 86 with the net effect of 8 being removed. The costs are minor, the cost changes. With less assessed value and less parcels, you're spreading the cost across less people. But there's a small change. The small change is 20 cents per thousand and $2.40 per acre increase for debt service portion. 3 cents per $1,000 in assessed value for the increase in O&M, and 6 cents per thousand gallons for usage rates. All other infrastructure is unchanged, with the exception of 8 laterals to those properties that were removed. Everything else is the same. So it's basically an exercise in cost changes.
I know the board has been in contact with Don and Ron. Does anyone have any additional questions for Ron tonight? Thanks, Don.
Thank you.
Continuing under sewer, the next item is I would like a motion to engage the services of Liz Tedford from Tedford Consulting to go out and do additional survey work for the income survey, which we need to be able to submit our application for the community block grant funding, which we may be able to receive if the income threshold is low enough for those in the district. So with that, I've entertained a motion to engage her services in an amount up to $1,500.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda, item number four, is the sprinkler system. We only have one quote to date. I'm working on getting a second quote, so I would like to table that this evening. Our procurement policy is to try and attain three quotes. Two is better than one, certainly not as good as three, so I'd like a little more time to get that quote, so I'm going to table that this evening. Next item on the agenda is water tank in water ship number two. As the public may be aware, we have been working with T-Mobile to install a cell antenna array on that tower, which will not only increase cell phone service in key areas of our community, but that money will be dedicated to, I think it's Water 2, is that accurate?
Water 1,
which is the only water district where we struggle every year, and this will get us back in the black in that account. So with that, I would like to have a discussion regarding the terms of the contract. I have had a draft contract that's been provided to me, and I think the board has seen it, and council has been working directly with T-Mobile on that. We're still ironing out some of our, where we don't disagree, but I think we can get there for the next board meeting. Right now, their term is for a five-year initial term with five-year automatic renewals for a period of 30 years. And there's an automatic one-year renewal beginning in year 31. The monthly rent for the first 5 years would be $2,150, which works out to $25,800 annually, which is the same amount that we're currently receiving on our other water tower. However, there's no escalator in there until after 5 years. In our current contract with another company, that escalator starts after the first year, so we're working on that. So what I'm looking for from the board this evening to make sure that they're okay with the amount of $21.50 per month for the 2% escalator and reducing the terms to a five-year term over that period, and not over the 3 years.
Is that someone else the contracts we have?
Yes. Well, basically what we're trying to do is mirror what we already have in place, maybe with a little more money.
Okay.
So if the board's okay with that, we'll direct council to move forward with the changes we've been discussing. So if we can get this funded up, that's something they hope to complete work on before the fall. So it'll be good for that fund. The next item on the agenda, we had a presentation that was provided to us regarding Monroe Big Boom Riverfront Park, and we have an offer from a firm at that time to make the application to us for free, and we like things that don't cost anything, taxpayers any money, so the board is taking them up on that offer. However, we do have to have a formal resolution as part of the application process. So with that, I will ask the clerk to read the resolution to the record.
Whereas the Town of Monroe is seeking funding assistance for the development of the Town of Monroe Big Boom Riverfront Park and Trail, a park master plan for the town's 220-acre undeveloped Hudson River property, plus the planning, permitting, and construction for Phase 1 of the Big Boom Trail. Whereas the intent of the master plan will be to assess both existing environmental and social cultural conditions to develop a roadmap for the park's build-out and to provide the town with the appropriate tools required to successfully implement short and long-term goals of the park. Whereas the pre-construction of the trail will be a significant in-kind donation by the Warren Washington Saratoga BOCES to complete the needed clearing, grubbing, rough grading, and site preparation for the trail. Whereas the Town of Monroe understands that they will be responsible for the difference between the grant award plus in-kind donation from BOCES crews and the final total project cost. Be it resolved, the Town of Monroe authorizes the development and submittal of a CFA grant application under the NYSDOS Local Waterfront Revitalization Program for a funding request not to exceed $275,000 for the Monroe Big Boom Riverfront Park.
And as I mentioned earlier, the LA group is willing to do this, so our thanks to Tracy Clothier, who is the senior planner that's working on that for us. So with that, does someone like
motion to approve?
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Yes.
Next item on the agenda are highway requests. Before we start off, I want to thank Paul and his highway staff for helping us out at the transfer station and moving, I think, nearly 90 loads of leaves out of that area so that we have room to continue operations. So thank you for doing that. You guys did a great job. First item under highway requests is I need a motion to hire a surveyor for the work that's going to be completed on Tanglewood Drive. Board has three quotes. One is from RWJ Warwick in the amount of $3,000. Van Dusen and Steves Land Surveyors for $6,200. And Darrow Land Surveyors in the amount of $8,900. I suggest we go with the lowest quote, which is $3,000. WJ Warwick.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item under Highway, Paul's requesting what do you mean a set aside for $8,000?
Excuse me?
You said you're requesting to set aside $8,000 for question on?
Yes. For OPO.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're looking for $8,000 for an OPO for the purpose of question for various town road projects that may be coming up. There's funds in account DB5110.493, which currently has a balance of nearly $16,000 and as of May 2nd. This is on county contract.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next highway request is another set aside of $2,000 for the purchase of asphalt concrete to be used for shimming and driveway aprons for various town projects in 2018. This would also come from account DB5110.493, which has a balance, as I indicated earlier, for the same day. And it's also a county contract price.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item is a town clerk request. Clerk's looking to update our fax equipment in that office, and there's two ways we can go. We can buy a standalone fax machine, or we can get equipment that adds on to the existing copier. Lynn's recommending that we go the route of adding on to the existing copier. Mm-hmm. And we have a price in the amount of $395 from Silly Office Systems.
Motion to
And this is, I believe this is dealer specific, yeah. So we can't chop around on it. Sorry.
Correct. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the next item we need to approve for the clerk is a record of activity for elected officials. So I'll need a, actually, I'll let you read that in the record.
Be it resolved that the town board of the town of Moreau will report the following days per month to the New York State and local employees retirement system based on the record of activities maintained and submitted by those officials to the clerk of the body. Did you want me to state the
sure.
record of activities?
Sure.
For the supervisor, Theodore Kuzniers, it would be 22.48 days per month. Town Justice Timothy Alden, 6.38 days per month. Highway Superintendent Paul Joseph, 27.92 days per month. Councilman Kyle Noonan, 15.03 days per month. And for Town Clerk Leanne McCabe, 24.29 days per month.
And this is something that the state retirement system requires. It was a new requirement back, I believe, 7 or 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It never had to be reported, but the controller wants to have this information on file. So we, municipalities are required to provide that to the state retirement system. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to move the resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is water department requests. We have a request to repair the 2009 Ford F-250. It needs a new air conditioning compressor, including labor. We have three quotes. First one is from North Country Auto, radiator amount of $1,026.75. Carmody Ford for $1,046.24. The third is McKinney Auto in the amount of $762.89. My suggestion is that we go with the lowest at $762.89. And this will be paid from account 8310.4, which has a current balance of nearly $500,000.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Cousiers?
Yes. And today, I just mentioned, since we're under Water Department, we had Pittsburgh Tank and Tower Group that was working on our water tower, which we authorized to do a power wash and if needed, a repainting. You want to update us on how things went today?
Yeah, they've got one more day to go. We've got a little over half done, and there's no paint coming off it whatsoever. It looks real good. Great. We threw the dice in the right direction.
Good.
I think when it's all said and done, they should be happy with it.
Good, nice.
I would urge you to go out and take a look at it. They really did a nice job.
Thanks, Jesse. Yep, and that helps the ratepayers in most of the cities. Next item on the agenda, number 10, is Recreation Department requests. I will start with Sandy's request to the board. We should have a memo dated June 7th. We have that. First request is she's looking for approval for a summer basketball camp. The issue with that, let's see. This is the Team for Death camp, is that correct? And so they're looking to utilize the courts on July 2nd, 3rd, 5th, and 6th. From 5 to 7 p.m., and they'll offer to camp to any age. They're also looking for, that's a skills camp. They're looking for use of the courts on Tuesdays and Thursdays in July as well, which are the 10th, 12th, 17th, 19th, 24th, 26th, and 31st.
There's 14 days between July and August.
And in August, you're looking for 2nd, 7th, 9th, 14th, 16th, 21st, and 23rd.
5 to 7 p.m.
5 to 7 p.m. only. So we do not have a policy on charging for the courts. We do have them for field usage, obviously, which requires some maintenance. So I'm looking for a direction from the board. Number one, whether they're supportive of the basketball camp. And number two, if we are going to charge for use of the courts.
I think, in fairness to the teams that do their work or that pay otherwise, that I don't think it's wrong to charge when they're charged for the weeks that they're charging. That we didn't build in the charge for every group of rights in for the free week, right? You just
Correct.
For just the 2 weeks that they're charging.
So Sandy is recommending, well, the formula for softball we use is $35, which is just for raking the field, and you're suggesting $35 per session. So that works out to
probably it was $490, it came out to $500, and he was thought that was a great price.
Okay. So the board's okay with that. And I believe they were intending to make a donation anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
well, as mentioned, I think it adds consistency in the way we apply policy on our activities, so I'm fully supportive of it.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Cousiniers?
Yes. Next item.
Brief discussion. So same process. We'll have a field form, and we'll have all the insurance stuff, and all the fine. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Next request she has is approval for Bob Ogden's, where he hosts his free baseball fundamentals camp, which he's been doing for many years down there. Does a fantastic job for us. It's going to be four consecutive Tuesdays in July, July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. Okay, I'll take that as a standalone motion to
a motion to approve. He's also asking for us to purchase baseball teams.
I was going to do that.
Oh, okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And Bob is also looking for approval to pay Eric Korhaus, who is a long-time assistant that helps out with the camp for him, in the amount of $12 and pay via voucher. Is that correct? And he would be working from 9 to 10:30 on those days, and then 10:30 to 12. So two different age groups.
$12 an hour?
$12 an hour.
Yes.
That's what we're paying. We're paying the other youth coaches similar thing, right? Similar
yes.
Thing.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. We'll come back for the equipment request. The next item I have is approval to move forward with the color run for August 12th at 9 p.m.
9 a.m.
I'm sorry, 9 a.m.
That would not be good.
Be different.
Motion to approve.
Well, can I discussion?
We'll look for a motion in a second.
Second.
All right, discussion.
Have we seen the numbers on this?
I have done no registrations because I was working on all of the sponsors. I have all of the sponsors that I needed to cover our costs.
Has that been provided to us?
No, but I have guarantees. I just don't have the exact amount, but I have a t-shirt person vendor. I can send you guys an email that everybody's seen. I hadn't made it public at this point because it had to be a final number.
Okay. I just want to make sure
we have everything.
We are looking for sponsors. It sounds like you got them as long as we're going to not be upside down.
No, we're good. Okay. I just need to do so that we can go forward with registrations.
Good. Good job. Thank you.
There you go. Roll.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Continuing on the list, Sam is looking for approval of Summer Arts and Crafts Camp again this year, which will be held at the Sandbar Beach, August 13th through the 16th, which is a Monday through Thursday. Camp will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Looking for, did we budget money for this? $150?
I think I have a budget of $500 for supplies for the year. But we have a lot of items, so I don't know that we'll spend $150. I just want to have a case.
And so you're looking for authority to spend that, or why do you have that on there?
Yes, I'm looking for authority to spend it if needed.
And you're also looking for permission to offer Rebecca Ring $200 for running the program? Is that consistent in how we pay other people? Do we pay other people? We're not paying Bob Ogden.
That's what we did last year for arts and crafts and the science camp. The science camp comes out of the registrations. The arts and crafts is a free program. But she plans all of the activities and puts it together.
So we're looking at a prop and maybe up to a $400 expense on the town. How many students participate?
In the science camp last year, we had 20, and it was $20 a piece, and we're going with the same amount. If it doesn't meet that, then she won't get the amount that she requests. The $200, she will not get it if we don't have that amount. Does that make sense?
It's just, if we don't have the money collected, we don't pay her anymore. That when we go down to the beach on the days that they have those arts and crafts programs under that pavilion, it's crazy busy. We get to work on the projects, they have a lot of fun.
So, I guess, So she's going to do the work for up to $200 or less, depending on whether we can afford to pay her based on the registration.
For the arts and crafts, it would be a flat $200 fee, because there's no charge for the arts and crafts program.
Okay.
That's the free week that we do, and we've done this, I've been here 3 years, we've done it the 3 years that I've been here, and we have paid somebody to do that. The science camp is where we charge.
I kind of see Rebecca in action this year with softball and all. I feel like if she puts everything into that and she doesn't, down the right softball for the pre-time program is worth it. So I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. Okay. Then I will take a motion to that effect.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any other discussion?
Roll call.
Can I just be clear on what we're approving? Are we approving just the arts and crafts right now, or are we approving the arts and crafts and the science camp both?
We're all three items, the budget that you'd like to spend up to $200 and permission to offer Rebecca up to $200 for Ryan for you.
Yes.
Just the arts program.
Just the arts program.
Just the arts program with one level.
Is this resolution? Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Any other?
You'll just go the first one.
Yes.
Roll call. Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And that's also including the science camp that we discussed, so we don't need a separate motion on that, just for the dates of the science camp.
I don't need anything else on the
screen. I don't think the motion had the science camp.
So let me just make
it. I just said motion to approve. I was thinking both. But motion to approve both the science camp at a fee of up to $200 to pay Rebecca Ring, pay her based on the number of students involved, no more than $200 for August 20th to 23rd. And in that motion, I also would like to Rebecca Ring, $200 for running the arts and crafts program that we typically run in the summertime at the beach, and to approve Sandy a budget of no more than $200 for supplies for that arts and crafts program that we run at the beach from August 13th to 16th.
I want to just make sure I'm clear.
Okay.
It's 400, if we're combining them, we're talking 400 to Rebecca between the two camps. We're charging $20 per person for the science camp.
Yes.
We're not charging for the arts craft
camp.
And it's up to $200 for supplies. Yes. But we have some, so we may not spend, we need to spend all the $200. And if there is light registration, then we wouldn't buy more supplies than we need. So those are on that line, I think that's a maximum spend. That's your resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry for the confusion.
Any other discussion?
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Sandy, in the future, please make this clear so all the board members don't debate it up here. They know what the facts are so that we can move efficiently through. Next item is request for beach opening on June 16th for weekends until school is out, and then being open beginning of June 24th for the season.
So you have that 1 week where there's school still in session between the August 15th and 24th.
I
do have some lifeguards that are here.
Do we have enough to open it up?
We do.
I would like to open it up as soon as possible.
Okay.
If we have it set.
We will also need the staff to set the ropes out on this coming Friday. If everybody's okay with that, if we're going to be open on Saturday, because the ropes have not been set up, even though some work has been down there and moved down the beach. The ropes are not here.
Okay, and I know that we had difficulty in receiving our beach permit from the Department of Health. We do have it now. It took a little bit, so thanks for working on that. I would like to open it a little bit sooner, maybe after Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
Just because amount of time that we have for beach use in the Northeast is very limited, and so the sooner we can start it, the better. So I guess I'm looking for a motion to open the beach on June 16th.
Motion to approve opening the beach on June 16th.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item under rec is a request to purchase baseball tees for the Bob Boggins Fundamental Camp. We have three quotes, one from Amazon in the amount of $22.09 each. We have one from Dick's Sporting Goods in the amount of $24.99 each, and from Academy Sports and Outdoors in the amount of $74.99 each. I believe he's looking for four. And my suggestion would be Amazon, McGregor batting tee, and the amount would be paid from account A7310.4, which has a current balance as of the end of May of $5,862.02.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item I have under the Rec Department is Leanne received a request from the Community Center to be able to use the town park as they have done for a number of years to play pickup adult league softball. And while we do have a policy for certain groups that use the fields, I believe we have not charged in the past, and you have a recommendation for $35 to use the fields.
That is what the fee is.
That's what our
That's what the fee is.
My suggestion would be that we have a contract. These are, every one of them are tax-paying citizens. I would like to waive the fee for the use because they only want to use one field one time a week. It would be on Tuesdays for a 10 a.m. game. And the period would be June through October if the board is so inclined.
That sounds fine.
Any other discussions? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Also under Rec, we've been working diligently to ensure that we have adequate staffing down there, especially as we get into the season, in which we are there now. And I would like to ask someone to offer a motion to hire Rachel Sharples as a seasonal laborer. The Rec Department will be compensated at our established rate of $12 per hour, to be effective 6/13/2018, subject to successful completion with a background check and a pre-implant physical within a two-week period.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And I know we did some interviews here at Town Hall with the department head, Randy at Rec, and actually John Hogan, and we have a recommendation to hire additional two seasonal laborers. First one is Chase Green for the Rec Department. We compensated also at the $12 per hour rate, effective 6/13/2018, subject to successful completion of the background check and pre-implant physical within a two-week period. And I do know the background, their recommendations. Check that.
Very favorable. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? No problem.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClair?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And the last hire for Rec is Jacob Carpenter, hired as a seasonal laborer for the Rec Department, compensated also at the $12 per hour rate, effective June 13th, subject to successful completion of a background check, pre-employment physical within a two-week period.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Also on the rec, thanks to Sandy, we were awarded a $500 grant, which she applied for on behalf of the town. Actually, applied for $3,000, but we got $500, so we'll take what we can get. And with that money, she's looking for approval from the town board to purchase a megaphone for the beach. Ours is currently not working, the amount of $39.98. She'd like to purchase 10 lifeguard hats at $19.95 each. First aid kit, the amount of $62.48, one for the beach and one for the rec park, for a total of $124.96. Three volleyballs to replace those missing at the park at the amount of $9.75 each. Six small first aid kits to add to the supply at $14.99 each. And finally, five whistles for lifeguards at the amount of $2.99 each. So the total she's asking for is $498.58. We can do the 42 cents.
I'm not sure. Maybe we'll buy some.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Thank you, Sandy, for the one.
That's all for rec department requests. Before we move on to the antivirus software update, I'd like to skip to item number 15, National Grid LED update. We have an individual, I actually had scheduled him for 7:45, we're a little bit past that because of the audience now. And, James Bono will make a brief presentation to the board.
Yeah, you know, a little bit of feedback on the spectrum. Kind of bring you up to date with everything LED National Grid has offered right now. There's a program out right now to take out all the lights you guys have in the town and bring them to LED. There's a bunch of different programs based on your street lighting, if they're inside lights, outside lights. So bear with me on this, but I was able to break it down into four different areas for you guys to make it easy. This has been done by me in Schoharie County. I've done every town, village in Schoharie County, Rensselaer County, and so far Saratoga County, which they just opened up this year. I've already done Hadley has approved it, Northumberland has approved it. Saratoga was on last night, so I haven't heard back from them yet, but I'm sure I just have to go and find out what happened. Basically, it's to take out every light you have that is not currently LED and bring it to LED. There's two options with these programs. One is to either, well, basically all lights are taken out and put to LED. It's then either 70% up to its cover. The other percentage is either financed at 0% interest through your savings or covered completely, or there's a 10% discount. Currently, the one we're waiting back on out of the four that we still haven't gotten is the street lighting, because there's a bunch of issues with that, with every town, with what's owned by National Grid, if it was under a rental program, if it was under, they actually own it outright. So we just have to go through all the pieces on that before I can present that piece. Today, though, I'm going to present the rec department, like the entire park complex, the old town hall, and then the DPW complex. And that's every light bulb in these locations, bring them to LED. As a quick summary on most lights, if you have those 4-foot lights in the ceiling, you have two or four 32-watt bulbs or 28-watt bulbs, and you have a 12 to 7-watt ballast in there. Those lights would come out, and those ballasts would come out, which are mini transformers, and you would go direct, and you put in two 10 to 12 watt, based on how many bulbs, lights. The other piece is there's a 2 to 3 year lifespan on any fluorescent light, where LEDs are 50 years, but they're under a 10 year warranty. So there's a not touching a light bulb again piece, which is nice. I'll just go quick with the old town hall, because that's a single building, just real quick, so that way we can figure out how it works. Basically, The project costs to remove every light, and that includes the parking lot lights, the wall packs, the lights shining on the building, and all the troffers throughout, was $6,870.08. National Grid kicked in $2,571. The customer contribution was $4,298. However, you guys would be saving $1,588 a year by taking those lights out and bringing them to LED, or $132 a month. So if you were to do that at 10%, the customer cost would be $3,868 if you did a lump sum. Or if you were to do it as a 12-month with 0% interest, you guys would pay $226 a month for 12 months. And at the end of that time, you'd see the full savings of $132 a month. That would be a 2.7-year payback. But that's just for the old town hall building. We broke them off basically like the DPW area. We would have to have a lift. So we were able to just group everything into those three units, and that's why I did it that way. So that's the first one. This work will just pop by each one. The next one was the DPW, so that's the transfer station, the both highway garage, the three highway garages that way, and that's all. So yearly, if all lights are replaced, you guys would save $5,092. Monthly, that's $423. Project cost was $23,115. National Grid kicked in $8,323. So the customer portion was $14,790. So just as a quick run on that, if you guys had 10% discount, you guys would pay $13,311, and you would see a return on investment in 2.91 years. The monthly energy savings is the $423, so basically you guys would pay $809 a month for 12 months. At the end of that time, you'd see the full savings of $423 a month. At all the locations that I'm doing, if it's an outside light, like a wall pack or a parking lot light, it's getting a brand new fixture. If it's an inside light, all the guts are coming out, all the ballasts, and you're getting drivers and new lights inside, but not new fixtures. It's just the guts on those, because it doesn't make any sense to pay the amount of money to change the fixture. For the last one, now this one was kind of weird, because you guys have the ice skating right there. Those lights are, they're one of the most inefficient lights, but they're on very minimally. So this one was kind of tricky to do, so I think this one you'll probably have to look at for a little bit.
You say they're the most inefficient lights we have?
They are the most inefficient lights that they have even made. They're 400 watt metal halide. So for the purposes of the ice skating rink, they are probably real bright. But that is inefficient wise, that is as bad as you can get. So that's why it was like, I was like, I'll put it on there, but they're expensive because there's, I think, 28 400 watt in this. So there's three on each pole going around that. With that one, you guys had a yearly savings of $1,903. From the ice skating was $886. Monthly, that's $370. Project cost was $18,915, but because of the low hours of the most inefficient lights, National Grid can give that much. So they can only get $2,859. So that makes the customer portion $16,052. The ice skating project alone, though, the customer portion was $11,909. So that makes up about 70% of this project, because those are the biggest things you have. So basically, you guys would pay $967 a month for 12 months, and then you'd see the full savings of $370 a month from there on out. So that one I know is, you probably have to look it up, but I had to present it. I know everything else there. If you guys take out the ice skating, it's the same numbers for everything else. We walked through with National Grid. It's through Lockheed Martin. We walked through with them, and they approved all these numbers that I gave you tonight. So this is all final numbers. It just takes a little while to get them. We talked about it like 2 months ago before we could actually finally bring it here. And I'm just waiting to hear back on street lighting because, again, it's still a little process. The only other piece that I did look at just separately that I want to bring to everyone's attention, I don't know if I brought this up last time I talked to you because I didn't see your bill yet. I looked at Victory Mills, Scaticoke, and Saratoga, and they're also in the same boat as you guys. What you pay per month from supply, you guys are with National Grid, so you pay whatever they tell you to pay. Where I know there's like companies like Ambit and all those other companies out there. Basically, you pay about 15 cents you were getting up to in your bills recently. And at one point, you actually, one of your bills for the water pump station, you paid 21 cents a month back in February because you guys are in Zone F. That basically, in this area, you should never pay more than 7 cents. So your bill is actually almost double what it should be. And that's just because of, one, there's a polar vortex, two, they shut down a nuclear plant that fed into this area. Because of those two losses, everyone's right up in the area. With the other two towns and one village, I'm putting before bid to five other contractors if they want if you guys want to be a part of it, we're just grouping them together as a buying, kind of like a consortium. And I could give it to you for the next meeting.
Sure.
But it was just, I've been looking at all those, and normally a lot of people are fixed in. For a while, there was a company called Megawatt that was going around, but that was ended up becoming like a pyramid scheme. So again, there's the top five, and you put it out, and you pay a fixed rate of 6-7 cents, whatever it is. So you guys don't get killed with a double bill in January, February, when you also use the most energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a quick summary of everything. I don't know if you guys have any questions. I know it's kind of...
Can you just explain to the board and the public your relationship with the energy companies?
Yeah, so we basically, to be able to do this for all different towns and villages and make it all work, we had to fall under so many DLC... different programs to have all these energy certifications. We then had to partner with NYSERDA and National Grid with Lockheed Martin to be able to present these and go through all these bills and do all these programs. So that allows us to go to all the different town villages and have exclusivity, if you call it. And that also is to also look at the streetlights, but again, the streetlights is the only program we're still waiting because NYSERDA wants to put more money into it, where it's a National Grid program. All of this money, just so you know, is coming from on your bill. You pay an SBC charge, systems benefit charge, you similar to Social Security. Right now, I think you guys pay just under $1,000 a month into this pool. So if you don't, that money goes towards these programs. If you don't use it, you lose it, kind of thing. And that's how that works. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great idea. It's just a matter of which way we want to go. And so what's the next step? What do you need from the board?
So basically, if you guys want to, you know, look at it, I know that some of it made a lot of sense. What I've told all the other towns and villages, if it's under a 4-year payback, it's a no-brainer for a municipality. With ice skating rink, you'd be at 7. If you took out the ice skating rink, all the other ones are around 2. So that's just one piece that you guys will have to look at, numbers-wise, if it works. But everyone is under 4, I say it's worth going forward. If you guys do want to go forward, everything has been approved. So all you guys have to do is sign a contract and save it, whether you're doing the 10% discount for paying a lump sum, or if you're doing a 12-month financing program with a resolution for whatever way you guys want to do it.
And so when are you looking for the resolution?
All these are going to be valid because I know it was a lot of numbers to throw at you guys at one meeting. So I asked National Grid to keep this valid for 45 days. So at your next meeting, I'll make sure all this is in your email and I can make sure it's sent to everybody. If you guys want to review it all, I have it all broken down. The only ones that are broken down by complex, so I've broken into 3 groups and I'll just break the ice skating separate from everything. But it would be be valid for you guys. If you want to make a decision, yes or no, kind of thing, by next meeting, we can keep all the contracts up to date. And I'll also make sure that I have that the numbers for BioEmit or the energy procurement for the next meeting as well.
And you think you'll have the street lighting back by then?
They told us we were going to have it by second quarter, and now they're telling us third quarter. So I want to say yes, but it's a fun game. So we'll find out. But I don't want to say yes or no to that because I really have no idea anymore.
Questions?
Great, thank you, James. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
So will you be looking for suggestions, recommendations from board members, and have an agenda item next board meeting, June 26th.
Sounds good. Thank you. And you can also email, call me, text me, and I can answer anything if you have anything more to do.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda, item number 11, is wanted to report on our antivirus software update. We had to renew our antivirus software, and Jeffrey was able to put together the cost to do that with a new company, actually, where we're going to save $9,590 for the 15 computers that we have. So the total amount of that was $194.51 compared to $299.25. So this is the savings there. Next item is item 12, landfill monitoring. I need a resolution authorizing me to sign the contract with CT Mail Associates, which has done the landfill monitoring for us for a number of years. We had budgeted $10,000 for this in the 2018 budget. Cost of the monitoring is $9,434.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item I have on item 13 is cable TV service. I received a request from an individual who lives in the Ag District on Peter Road, hoping to get cable television, cable provided or extended down through that area. I totally agree with her. I don't think in this day and age, town the size of ours should be without cable TV coverage or cable coverage. Especially for the purpose of high-speed internet, because businesses and, you know, for educational purposes, it's something you really have to have. And I pulled the contract just to refresh the board's memory. The only two things that we can really negotiate on our franchise agreement, which has since expired, I believe, 2007, so it's been expired for some time now, is the gross receipts tax amounts that we collect, which is something we set in the amount of anywhere from 0 to 5%. We're already at the max, which is 5%. And the other item that's supposed to be negotiable is the build-out rate. The current franchise agreement has 20 homes listed per buildable mile. It's been my experience statewide that they don't ever change that number, so we really can't negotiate that, but I guess I'd like to ask the Cable TV Committee to review it and see how we'd like to move forward. I'd be happy to take direction on how best to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. Next item on the agenda, number 14, is, as I mentioned at the last town board meeting, Jeffrey Cruz passed the civil service exam, got it 100%. And with that, we will need a resolution to make him permanent for civil service requirements. So I would like a resolution appointing Jeffrey Cruz principal account clerk effective immediately. permanently at a salary of $45,000.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
Good for him.
Congratulations.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is item 16. We have a request for an Eagle Scout service project at our park from Carlson Woodard, who has requested town board authority to create, I think the board members have a copy of this project, basically a, for lack of a better word, a reading area, and then a covered reading area at rec. He has a suggestion of where he'd like to place it. There's a diagram, could have been a diagram of what it looked like. The people could read at the rec and be out of the weather. He has suggested that we locate it, that we approve it at the end of the parking lot down by the maintenance garage. Let's see on the last page. My suggestion would be maybe the rec committee to work with Randy to make sure that that's not going to be in Randy's way down there and approve the project that was even.
Would the building inspector be involved in that?
Yes. Yes, I need a formal motion authorizing Cameron Woodard to put the project together. And I believe he is going to secure the necessary funding through donations, I believe, to $1,000 to make that happen.
Motion to approve Cameron Woodard as a portion of his Eagle Scout service project to put a reading, what do you call it,
Cameron's father, it's a book station. It's through the Ben Osborne, if you're familiar with Ben Osborne, who's a late George Sullivan was killed. And we're working with them, and they put book stations up in other communities and everything. And so one of the things that he was looking to do is put one up at the rec.
A motion to approve this project for the book station.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Please thank him on behalf of the town board for being willing to have his Eagle Scout project involved with Tom Rowe and benefit our residents. So it's most appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is 17, transfer station staffing. Several weeks ago, we had received notice that one of our employees would not like to be working full time any longer. So we held interviews and have a great candidate. And it's my suggestion to hire Linda Hart as a part time booth attendant for the transfer station to be compensated at the rate of $12 per hour, effective June 13th, subject to successful completion of a background check and pre-employment physical within the next 2 weeks.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. And also the individual that she will be replacing, Betsy Hall, which I'd like to thank on behalf of the town for all her service down there. Would like the board to consider her being on call on a per diem basis for emergency calls. So if the board would like to have a backup, I think we need a motion to allow her to continue on as a backup.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Betsy Hall for a per diem on call emergency basis for
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Next item, dog control. I'm going to table for the moment and then move to item 19, which is privilege of the floor. Would anybody like to address the town board?
Well, yes, I will. Do you want to come up here?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Sorry. I haven't done this before. I'm Paula Massey. I live on Peter Road. And actually, the neighbor who contacted you regarding the cable issue, we had a Verizon outage that lasted for almost 2 weeks, and we're all on DSL, which is the absolute worst. So a solution to this is obviously cable. I contacted Spectrum because I don't understand how the municipality is involved in terms of franchise fees and what we get. So if you could explain that again, I'd appreciate it. But the last cap is 1,200 feet from my house on 57, which means the cable is coming down 32, because that's only, you know, it's out there. So my question is, what are the next steps? I understand you have a cable TV committee or people who talk about that. So what can we do to move this along much quicker than, because we now have about 14 between, we've got about 17 people who live on Feeder Road, and we all have DSL and we all have satellite, and it's difficult on both sides because a lot of us run our businesses, so.
Right, so just to clarify, when I say there's only two things that the town board can negotiate, unfortunately, it's state law that ties our hands. So it really, there's no incentive for the companies to come back to the municipality and negotiate.
Yeah,
so, but that's not to say that we're going to look into it. As you heard earlier, we're going to have a discussion on it, committee's going to have a discussion on it, and hopefully we'll take it to the governmental relations people to kind of respond to that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else? If not, we'll move on to supervisors' items. Just want to apprise the board, completed the permitting process for the widening of the driveway out here at the entrance to town hall. Paul has put together a price for what that's going to cost, but we needed to get the permit taken care of first, and I think you said that about $8,000 of materials to get that done. I'll have to look at the budget to see if the money's there. The permit's only good for, I think, 2 months? 3 months? So hopefully you'll be able to squeeze that in if we can squeeze the money out of the budget. And that'll be, it's really a safety issue because I'm sure anybody who works here and pulls in when people are egressing that sometimes it's tight pulling in off the highway, which can be a hazard for anybody who's out there on 197. Next item, I'd like to thank Serrano's Greenhouses. They made a donation. You want to speak to that?
Sure. I was down at Soriano's and I was buying flowers for my house, and we were talking about the rec park and the work the guys were doing, and she generously donated flowers to put out next to Harry J. Vitar's stone. So they're there.
Yeah, so I want to give them official recognition for the board. I was approached by representatives of the board of directors from the fire company asking if they could have a sign constructed at the entrance to their parking lot which says firehouse entrance only, because a lot of people believe that's the way into town hall, and it's frustrating for those at the fire company. And you know, I thought they might be able to make a fundraising effort there by charging for the U-turns in there. But anyway, Paul has agreed to get us a firehouse entrance only sign that will be posted at the entrance there. And the only other item I have on a supervisor supervisor's items at the county. The town supervisors were provided with Lyme disease kits. We have them available at the clerk's office. I think it's outside your office, right?
The tick pullers?
Yeah,
tick they're
pullers.
In my office.
It's got tick ID information in there, what you should do, tweezers, and maybe Band-Aid. I don't know.
I haven't ever opened up one of the kits, to be
but
honest.
But anyway, so I want to make the public aware that that kit is available free of charge at the clerk's office. And with that, I'll go to committee reports. Does anyone have a committee report? Council member then.
So Gina and I are on the personnel committee, and we're going to tackle in the next 2 to 4 weeks a project that's been started a couple times over the last several years, never finished. The last fully adopted handbook that the town has, employee handbook, is from September of 1996. There was some time and energy put toward it in 2000 and then again in 2015. So I'm going to give each of the board members a copy of the stuff that we've worked on up to this point. You and I are going to finish. If I could just ask you to pass that down. I'll put one in the Hogan's mailbox. We've worked with the other towns locally that have been willing to share their handbooks, Association of Towns, and recommendations, and we'll start talking, you and I, internally with department heads to see what their concerns are about proposed new handbook. But this is a good start, and there's no reason to throw this out. The work that was done by a firm that the town appeared to have hired back in 2000, the youth template that I've seen now across several of the towns. So I just want to make the full board aware of that. If people not on the committee can start looking at the work that's been done, we'll be looking for your feedback as we move forward.
I have a paper on the council. We have any more copies of one of them?
Yeah. When we get to a final draft version, or a final version to present, then we'll get to the council also. And then additionally, one of the things that the town should be including now is an addendum or a second part to any employee handbook, because the landscape has changed in the world we live. It's a written information security policy, and that's fairly detailed also. So we have an example of one of those that I'll email to all the board. We'll do that in the same process. That covers a variety of things like acceptable use and termination policies around what to do with data when people leave. There's a lot of the instant response, things of those nature. So we need to address those to make sure we're current.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks for taking that on. Anything else on the committee?
I have something.
Yes.
Rudy had brought this to me today and said that this needed approval and he was going to give it to the board. Do you have that for the water department?
I did talk to Rudy. We don't have it.
You don't? Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I'm going to ask for an executive session to discuss potential litigation. To MS4 to discuss the performance of an employee or employees, and that's it.
Also, litigation, patent litigation. We might have spring.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So moved.
Second. And we expect to take action on item or items after we do.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Ready?
We're ready.
Motion to come back to the
motion to come into regular session. No action was taken in executive session.
Second.
Sorry.
Or so
moved.
Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.
Next item we need to take up this evening is I'd like to have a resolution in relation to compensation for dog control.
Present a motion that we establish a rate of $20 per hour for the position of dog control.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. The final item for this evening, I'd like to move forward in relation to a MS-4 consent order with DEC for the public's benefit. Town Monroe operates a small municipal separate stormwater sewer system that's covered under the state's pollution discharge elimination system. General permit from the DEC is required. In early 2016, my predecessor had reached out to the DEC with concerns involving the implementation of and the status of the town's compliance regarding MS-4 permit. As a result of that communication, DEC responded by conducting an audit and found a number of deficiencies, all referenced in a notice of violation that was issued to the town on February 14, 2017. The following month, the town board retained the LaMerge Group to remedy the deficiencies. Within the next few months, the deficiencies in the permit were resolved and submitted to DEC. Although the town had corrected the deficiencies within an expedited time frame, DEC is requiring that the town sign an order on consent and fine for violations. This is a result of under state law, under the environmental conservation law, any person, which includes municipalities, that violates any provisions of Title 7 or 8 of Article 17. Shall be liable for a penalty of up to $37,500 per day for each violation. The town had received 10 enumerated violations as a result of the outreach to the DEC. And because the town could be liable for hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, the town worked through council to mediate an agreement with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and we were able to reduce the total fine that the town is liable for to $7,000, which I think is a phenomenal job on the part of all those that were involved. Further, because we have not budgeted money for any type of fine from like this in the 2018 budget, DEC has agreed that we will not have to make our first payment until the 2019 budget year, which will be due December 31st, in the amount of actually half that amount, $3,500, with the following to be paid the next year, December 31st, 2020. In view of what I think is an exceptional deal on behalf of the town, it's my recommendation that the town accept this negotiated terms for the violations, and I would offer that the town board approve settlement of the February 14, 2017 notice of violation regarding the MS-4 permit with a fine of $7,000, $3,500 payable by December 31, 2019, and $3,500 payable by December 31st, 2020. And also offer that the town board authorize the supervisor to execute the order and on consent.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
I have a comment I would like to make.
Sure.
I'm angry that I feel what happened with this. I am very pleased that you and your firm were able to help us with this and be able to bring the fine to something that the town can afford. Not that that's a great dollar amount, but it's way better than what we were at risk at, and really saves the town an immense amount of money. I am angry at the prior supervisor. I feel that in an effort to make someone else look bad, an engineer, a building inspector, to make someone else look bad, instead of thinking about the town, he grandstanded and he went to the DEC. He could have stepped up and taking care of the problem at hand, and instead he ran to the DEC with our problems instead of trying to take them on and take care of them in-house. And that is wrong, and I'm sorry the taxpayers have to pay this, but I do know this is great, the way this has worked out compared to what could have happened. We were told at one point by that prior supervisor that there were no fines, he had done this great job with the DEC. Obviously, he did not do such a great job with the DEC or the taxpayers in the town. Remember. Thank you.
Any other comments? We certainly, the town certainly dodged a bullet on this one. So with that, roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes. Any other business for the town? So I'll take a motion to close.
Motion to close.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel?
Yes.
Councilwoman LeClaire?
Yes.
Councilman Noonan?
Yes.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Yes.